Over $1,000 in change was reported stolen from a location on Boone Trail. The Wilkes Sheriff's Office was called last week regarding a theft from an outbuilding. The victim told sheriff's investigators that about $1,500 in change, including quarters and dimes, was stolen. Also, a red toolbox and some tools were taken. The items were in a storage building that was only tied shut. There is a suspect in this theft, and charges are pending. At a Wilkesboro residence, again, only money was reported stolen. The Wilkes Sheriff's Office was called to a house on Country Square Drive regarding a break-in and theft. There were no signs of forced entry, however, $480 in cash was taken from a bedroom. Nothing else was reported stolen. There are no suspects in this theft. The charges included larceny and trespassing, as one was already banned from the store. Wilkesboro police were called to Walmart regarding two shoplifters being detained at the store. Staff observed two white females take food, a drink, and makeup from the business. The two were stopped in the parking lot and asked to step back inside the store to wait for police. One of the two had already been banned from the store for a previous incident. Citations were given for trespassing and larceny, and both were given a court date before being released. Charges have now been filed against someone connected with a Wilkes teacher. A West Wilkes Middle School teacher, Denise Amick, and her son were arrested on drug charges earlier this year. The Wilkes Sheriff's Office discovered that drugs were delivered to Amick's home by Stephen Michael Steele of Highway 16 North. Charges against Steele include manufacture of marijuana, trafficking marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Steele is the owner and operator of Evergreen Lawn Care and is believed to currently be in Detroit, Michigan. The wrong teacher's name was given when the 3WC news story was originally released. We apologize for the error. Students entering healthcare professions who are willing to work in Wilkes County are encouraged to apply for competitive awards. Successful applicants win up to $1,500 per year. Students must be accepted in their program of study. The 2014 pre-application is now available on the website healthfoundationinc.org. To fill out the full application, you must create an account and answer a brief questionnaire about your academic plans. Once approved to apply, you will have access to the full application. Those applications for 2014 scholarships must be completed to the Health Foundation by Friday, June 27th. If you have any questions or issues about the process, call the Wilkes Health Foundation office, 838-1949. Last week, Congresswoman Virginia Fox voted to hold former IRS Exempt Organizations Division Director Lois Lerner in contempt of Congress for her refusal to fully cooperate with an ongoing House investigation into improper Internal Revenue Service scrutiny of conservative nonprofit groups. Lois Lerner led an IRS division that repeatedly and unfairly singled out conservative groups for exhaustive scrutiny, effectively sidelining them for an election cycle. I voted to hold Ms. Lerner in contempt today because officials who abuse the public trust must be held accountable, said Congresswoman Fox. Lois Lerner appeared before the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform last year and delivered a 305-word statement attesting to her innocence before refusing to answer questions, invoking her Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate herself in criminal activity. The congressional investigation into IRS scrutiny of conservative groups is ongoing. Lerner was held in contempt on a bipartisan 231-187 vote in the House. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley reporting.